Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode des sehr, sehr Serienpodcasts, unserem Podcast-Format des Seriencamp Festivals. Ich bin Julia Weigel und ich freue mich heute sehr, mit dem Creator von Happiness sprechen zu dürfen, dem jungen iranischen Regisseur und Writer Puria Takavar. Leider konnte er nicht nach München kommen, dafür konnte ich aber über Zoom ihn direkt in seinem Wohnzimmer im Iran besuchen. Happiness ist einer unserer diesjährigen Digital Shortforms und ein wahnsinnig spannendes Projekt, das außerdem in der Arte Mediathek zu finden ist. Wenn euch also die ersten Folgen bei uns im Seriencamp Watchroom gefallen haben, dann könnt ihr direkt in die Arte Mediathek stürmen und dort weitergucken. Jetzt freue ich mich aber direkt, Puria zu mir zu rufen. Achtung, in diesem Fall ist unser Podcast ausnahmsweise mal auf Englisch. Deshalb nicht irritieren lassen. Wir quatschen ein bisschen auf Englisch und jetzt.
Let's get started right away. Let's talk about your show Happiness. How did this entire, because I would obviously call it a journey. How did this entire journey start?
It's been a long journey, but I try my best to put it short. I started doing a documentary a few years ago, like 6 years ago. It was about Iranians, teenagers. And by doing that documentary, I started realizing that there are some stuff that is very essential for these kids. And one of them was Instagram. I mean, there were six basic stuff that they were very involved in their daily activities, which were like doing tattoos, rap, Instagram, smoking weed and drinking alcohols, and pets, and also trying to start relationships with each other. I mean, basically these six things were the activities that they were very much involved in daily. So I thought with myself that Instagram can be a platform for me to be in touch with these kids directly. And I just started doing, back then, there was no IGTV. And it was only 1 minute length posts in videos that you could have shared on Instagram. So I just started thinking about doing a show, a series which is only 1 minute length, every each episode. So I started to do 15 episodes of 1 minute at first. And after that, I got a really great feedback that I was not expecting myself. And the great feedback was that these kids that I wanted them to be my audience, my first audience, they were really following the series. And for the second season, I started thinking of more episodes and I did 45 episodes. And during that time, the show went even wider and it even reached outside of Iran. And Akhte, there was a program that Akhte was doing in terms of news from all around the world. I don't remember the name of the program right now, but they saw the series and they liked it and they wanted to do an interview with me when we were releasing the second season of my previous show, which was called Tehran. And I did an interview with them. Then there was a comment when they released the interview on their website. There was a commissioner at the web department of Akhte who saw the interview and really liked the idea, and she just asked me if I'm interested in talking with them about this project or maybe another project. I pitched them the very raw idea of Happiness. I just because back then when I was doing my documentary, I understood that these kids are involved in doing these activities because they are in search of three things: happiness, freedom, and self-confidence. and they don't have a clear answer and from their parents, from their society in Iran, from schools. These are the things that is very much less paid attention in Iran, that how you can really gain this stuff. Of course, it's not that easy to fully gain happiness, you know, or self-confidence or freedom. It varies through life, but at some point in your life that you kind of understand through these activities, you can gain it. And for those kids and those teenagers, it was that way. And so I had this idea of having a girl, a teenage girl, in search of happiness. It was very raw. I pitched it to Marianne, the commissioner. She liked the raw idea. She could see that there is some potential in that. And we went on meeting some producers, and then I got along with Launda team, which I really am grateful working with. They are very young and devoted in a project. They put a lot of themselves. They invest a lot of energy and time in a project that they can see that there is a potential for it. And yeah, after that, we start the development phase. There was another writer, Yashar, added to the project. We started creating together the pitch, the treatment, and the idea of the road trip came along. And then little by little, when we started entering the writing phase, there were two other French writers added to the project. And it was crazy because we were not in the same room and we were just developing and writing stuff from afar. It's a crazy journey, but I think it was one of the things that made this project to be unique, because we kind of exerted our expertise in this project. Yeah,
that sounds super interesting. I mean, you already sort of like answered my next question, which would have been like, did you have a teenage girl in mind from the very first minute when you thought about happiness, that you really wanted to sort of like tell the story from a young female perspective?
Yes, I had from the very beginning. And, you know, I'm very much into doing coming age movies kind of works, because unfortunately in Iran, it's less done. And there's not much of a content or even films, features or shows being done for that generation, because it's not easy to show. And it feels a little bit unrealistic at the end, because like the people, the directors who want to make films or shows about this generation, they don't feel with them so much. And I think one of the luxuries that I have by making films about this generation is that I'm not that different from them. I mean, the age difference, the mindset difference is not that much. So it becomes realistic, and it's not much done. And from the very beginning that I did the documentary, I was sure that there are going to be three works being done from my side, which is about freedom, happiness, and self-confidence. So like, for example, the next project that I'm thinking about right now is about self-confidence. And for the happiness one and for the freedom, I had a female protagonist from the very beginning.
And will you be working with Ate again? Are they going to be on the third project as well?
You know, there might be a second season for happiness. Right now, we are thinking of a second season. It's based on the same theme. It's about happiness, but a different look at it. From another aspect of happiness. Nothing is yet set in stone on paper, but with the production team, with the producers and the other writers, we are thinking of coming up with a good pitch that we are all confident in to send to Akhte. And I would like to work with them very much because right now I have gained even more experience compared to before. Before was very challenging for me because I was coming from a country which the style of working in terms of like strategies and structures is very different from Europe. But I gained a lot of experience working with in that way. And I'm very much confident right now to continue working that way and use the experiences that I've gained before.
I mean, obviously, I want to talk a little bit about like how the challenges you had during the shoot, maybe, or during the development phase as well. And my first question would be, was it more difficult to shoot the documentary or was it more difficult to shoot Happiness in the end?
There are two different works, you know, it's a documentary, this Happiness was a show and it was a feature. It had a storyline, you know, it was not a documentary. And, but for me, Happiness had its own challenges and I can tell that it was more challenging because, you know, while developing, there was no COVID, you know, first of all. When we were writing the series, there was no COVID. For example, we went, what we did with Yashar, the co-creator, was that we, in order for us to come up with the synopsis of every each episode, we took the journey ourselves. Like as if we are Shadi, we are Sina, we are Ferial, we are Parsa. So we did the journey ourselves. And for every each city that we were going to, we were inspired by locations, with events, and there was no COVID and things were very much different. Like for example, when we went to that city, which is a very Islamic city, and it's in episode 7 of Happiness. It was crazy back then. It was hectic. There were so many people from all around the neighbor countries of Iran coming to the city in order to do their prayers. And it was like crazy. And the way that people were selling dollars in a very Islamic zone, it was creating a great contrast for us. And we really loved it. But back then when we were doing, we entered the production phase and we were doing the shooting, we were hit by COVID. And the city felt deserted and was nothing like we went to and we were imagining it to be. By then, it was leaving us just 21, 22 days of shooting because that was the only period of time that Iran was okay for us, not very okay, but okay and safe for us, the team, to be able to do the shooting. So it was one of the, like, it was not leaving me as a director too much time, enough time to do a road kind of movie show. Because 22 days, it's not that much of a time for you to do a road movie type of show. So it was one of the biggest challenges. The other challenge in terms of shooting, one of the other challenges was the difference in terms of the way of working with Launda and Akhte. I had these characteristics of being a crazy guy, just grab my camera and go outside and shoot. But I was expecting from the very beginning that it's kind of going to be the same case with Happiness. But it was not the same case. And at the beginning, I suffered a little bit because it's always hard for you to change, you know, your mindset, the way of working. But and those sufferings and those changes are always great once they're done because you realize, wow, how much experience I gained. So, yeah, these were the main challenges for me, you know, in terms of production and developing phase. Yeah.
Let's talk about something else for a bit, because one question I always love to ask, especially young filmmakers, is who are the people or the filmmakers who inspired you to actually become a filmmaker as well?
It's a great question. I love the question. You know, coming from a cinematic family, you know, my father is a director, and I did my first short film. You can't consider it as a proper short film, but I did my first short film when I was 6 years old only. And but I was never thinking of being a filmmaker. I was always wanting to be a football player before. I started doing some editing, you know, for some commercials and some documentaries when I was very young. And it turned out to be a good thing for me. I started gaining a little bit of money, and I gained a little bit of prize from some producers that I was doing that editing for. And I went to some editing classes. And then I just start loving, because, you know, sometimes it's very hard for you when you have your father doing something. It's like you try to oppose taking the same path. You know, you want to resist that. But at first I was resisting it, but little by little I was just dragged into that world, and I started loving it. And then I just start watching movies in, like, not just as a viewer, but differently, because I was starting the classes. And then in the university I started studying filmmaking, and having a different look at the movies. I was inspired by some filmmakers like Andrea Arnold. I love her works very much. I was very, very, very inspired by American Honey and Fish Tank. And she does a great job in terms of choosing the actors and actresses for the roles, and in terms of cinematography and how realistic she brings, and she tells a story, you know, and she does a great job in that sense. And with an Iranian director, I can say I was inspired by Asghar Farhadi a little bit, you know, in the way that he also does the same thing. For me, I like the realism in films, and that's the reason why I am trying to continue making documentaries in the future as well, because I think by doing documentaries you gain lots of real events happening in life. And you can basically document over create. You know, sometimes when you just want to write a feature all alone by yourself, you need to sit and just think. But when you do a documentary, you go outside, you meet real people, being involved and involved with real things happening to them. And you just can basically combine this creativity with the reality that you've seen doing that documentary. So that was the case with, for example, my first Instagram show, Tehran, and also some parts with Happiness. And these are two people that I was very inspired with and during the course of starting filmmaking.
To be honest, I was hoping you would say these two, because I mean, I see a lot of them in Happiness as well. And it's kind of interesting, because my next question would be, because I feel like when we talk, for example, about Farhadi, your perspective is just like a more contemporary version of his? Because I mean, obviously he's an older guy, so his kind of like, you know, perspective is maybe like one or two generations older. So would you agree with that? Like, because to me or to our team, when we watched Happiness, it's just a very sort of like contemporary, fresh perspective on Iran that we don't really get to see a lot here.
Yeah, I have to say, I totally agree with what you say. I think he, Farhadi, is smart that he's making films about his generation, or just a generation older, just one generation younger or older. But I'm also, I mean, yeah, I said it a little bit while ago that one of the reasons that I'm doing films about just one generation younger than me is that I'm feeling close with them, and I can put some pop, fresh view of Iran through that generation, and I'm capable of doing that.
Buria, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, really.
Vielen Dank, lieber Buria. Das war unsere Episode zu Happiness. Liebe Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer, schaut rein in unseren digitalen, virtuellen Seriencamp Watchroom, denn dort gibt es von 11. November bis 28. November nicht nur Happiness zu entdecken, sondern sehr viele weitere spannende Serien. Tschüss, macht es gut.